And secondly, there is making God known in loving service, through our offering of ourselves in the service of the needs of others. We are making the love of God known in the world. Christians today can sometimes seem almost a little embarrassed about that dimension of proclamation, as if there is something wrong with our care for others being a sign of God's love in the world. It's certainly true that around the fringes of Christianity and in certain more cultish expressions of religion, we can find examples of people doing good works in a cynical way in order to improve the PR of their movement. But that is not what we're talking about here at all when we speak of making God's love known to the world. Our acts of love, our acts of loving service flow from God's love for us and for the world. And we want people to connect our acts of loving service with God's love, not because we want to sign them up, but because we want them to know the transforming power of God's love for themselves. And thirdly, there is unity. When we think about Christian unity, we tend to think in terms of the ecumenical movement. And that is, without question, very, very important. We should not be divided from our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the schisms that divide us are a scandal that we should all work towards ending. But there is another important dimension to unity. It is perhaps a more modest sort of unity, but a vital one, and one that we can all very easily do something about. And that is our unity as a congregation. It is about the quality of our fellowship together. It is about the depth of love that we share together. It is about our relationships with one another in this community, in this place. The teaching, both of John's Gospel and John's Epistles, emphasizes again and again that we must love one another. And where else to start but right here in this congregation? And one of the chief ways in which the quality of our relationships as a congregation can be enhanced is by working together. There is something deeply bonding and unifying about working together for a common purpose. And Christian Aid Week, and especially the Christian Aid book sale, offer many opportunities for us to work together, to get to know one another better, to deepen our fellowship with one another. And so, at the risk of making this sermon feel like a sort of extended notice, I encourage you all to get involved next Saturday. I myself am really looking forward to it. Get involved in any way that you are able to. Join us just to pray a few of the Psalms. You can drop in and drop out. We don't expect you to stay for the whole evening. Come along to the book sale. Offer your help if you are able to. Take the opportunity to get rid of some of the excess on your bookshelves. Or make a financial donation. And if you cannot do any of that, if you have neither time nor money, nor even a few unwanted books to give, then please give that most precious gift of all, the gift of your prayers. That much every one of us can do. Pray for holiness. Pray for unity. And pray for our mission to make God's name and God's nature known in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.